Right here on 99.9 MyFM, we're talking with the 2022 municipal elections candidates. Currently, we are speaking with 2022 candidate for mayor in the town of Gananoque, Greg Truesdell. Greg, thanks so much for joining us, and how are things going out there on the campaign trail?
Well, I've handed out about 1,200 brochures door-to-door, and the general consensus seemed to be one of change. Transparency and accountability should be a cornerstone in government. Sadly, it's not. It should be the primary consideration to taxpayers. And there's been a lot of questionable decisions made and a lot of hard-earned taxpayer dollars spent on unjustified and unreasonable projects that people were kind of interested in. Taxpayers shouldn't have to go through the Freedom of Information Act to find out how their money was misspent. But other than that, the campaign is going quite well. It was nice to see so much interest door to door.
What were some of the reasons why you decided to run in the town of Gananoque for mayor?
Well, I chose to run primarily because of citizens that need the help the most have been consistently left out of plans and proposals of previous councils. One of my primary goals is food security. People in this town are hungry today. We need to take action today. We throw out 40% of food produced, so we need a mechanism to collect used food from restaurants at the end of every day, transport it to a community kitchen where people can be served and that are needing a meal. People also consider best before dates as an expiry date, so we need to ensure these items make it to the food bank. The food bank's an essential link in this chain. Seniors who make up an ever-increasing percentage of our population are struggling to get to clinic visits at hospitals in Kingston, so I'd like to focus on reliable transportation. It needs to be established for them and also for people who work in Kingston. There's a paradigm shift that's coming in healthcare. The current model is unsustainable. The province will be expanding scope of practice for nurse practitioners and pharmacists, and we need to position ourselves to capitalize on these opportunities. I've been a registered nurse in the operating rooms of Kingston Health Sciences Center for almost 24 years now. Surgeons I work with are looking for more clinic time. If we provide medical clinics, not only would specialists come, but we could staff them with nurse practitioners to help alleviate our doctor shortage. The main beneficiaries of this would, of course, be the citizens of Gananoque who wouldn't have to travel for health care. Another focus of mine is economic development. To attract businesses to town, we need affordable housing for employees. We need to provide service lots and tax incentives for businesses to come here. We need to relax restrictive bylaws regarding property severance and rezoning to accommodate higher density housing. And I'd also like to see Gananoque become a year-round destination. And I think developing our beautiful waterfront, which has been a parking lot for as long as I can remember, is a good first step.
What would be your first order of business should you get elected as this town's mayor?
Well, the first order of business would be focusing on food security and accommodation security. As I mentioned, people are hungry and they need to be fed, so we need to focus on the 40% of produce that's getting wasted. As I said, I think a good initiative would be setting up a mechanism that can pick up unused food from restaurants at the end of every day, and have a community kitchen where people can come and have a meal. Supporting our local food bank. They need all the support we can give them, and they're a vital link in this chain.
Yes, for sure. And finally, is there a message or anything else you wanted to say to the listeners or to the ones that are supporting you through the municipal election candidate process?
I feel very fortunate to have grown up in Gananoque and have a lifetime of wonderful memories that reinforce a close connection to people of the town, and the incredible river that flows by it.